Recording this, by the way.
Oh yeah, we really should include this pre-game banter. This is outstanding.
Well, I got you saying we should include the pre-game banter, and this is outstanding.
That's outstanding.
I like the dedicated
Fantastic.
Lines in Chronometer. That's beautiful.
Okay.
So listeners at home, how great is Alienware's customer service?
No trolling our listeners.
Listeners at home, how great is Chronometer, right?
It's all right.
It's pretty good.
It's okay. It's reasonable.
Nothing compared to the next one that's coming out that I can't talk about yet.
I'm so excited about it, by the way.
Oh, shoot, kid.
You can talk about it with us, though, right? I
mean, yeah, but I'm recording right now.
We won't tell the listeners, don't worry.
Okay, and we're on with episode 38 of Inquisition of Blood.
Oh, crap.
That's a lot of episodes.
It is a lot of episodes.
Man, we're catching up to Kingmaker even.
Yeah, when we last
I really
left
feel
the
like
heroes.
We're gonna... Oh, sorry.
They all went on a spirit journey and learned deep, important lessons about themselves. Some of them hung out with ravens. Others released all the darkness into the world.
Yeah, thanks, Elijah.
That wasn't Elijah.
Martin became a real boy.
We're so proud of you, Martin.
Met the
Thank you, grandfather.
Spirit of Argento, his grandfather, and
grandfather Geppetto.
An indeterminate amount of time in the spirit world, actually learning spells.
Amazing.
Whoa, guys. Whoa.
They
amazing. Simply amazing.
Turned against Agenos, Prince of Hell, and set off on his own path. And with the help and guidance of his friends, he managed to reclaim his soul and his spirit nature. But more importantly, he got a glimpse into a potential future wherein Martin's daughter, the Witch Queen, seizes control and destroys large swaths of the world with cataclysmic magic.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, except for the whole, you know, destroying large swaths of the world thing.
And yet somehow Elijah's the bad guy for stealing magic from evil people.
Oh, we'll address that later, Elijah.
And,
you're going to have some words.
We stopped right before a trade vote.
Actually, we stopped in the middle of the trade
vote.
Wow, I'm
less disappointed.
Did you hear
about
the
it?
Sound of dread in Nick's voice?
What an unfortunate set of circumstances that's going to be.
The good news is we did this shit pretty much completely through email, so now we can run down, you know, our thinking.
Documentation, huh?
I still think it will take a while.
I don't think so. I think that we have totally ironed everything out.
Yeah, we got this. Oh.
In the email.
Okay, so, going how they are on my list. We start with Martin.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck you.
That wasn't the order the email was.
No. Okay, Martin. Adding your highness, because you're a prince. Character trait.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, done. John moved to add character trait sassy.
I second this.
We're all gonna complain about my sass.
You did concede that you're quite sassy last time.
It's
you're
true.
Pretty sassy, it's true.
Let's see. Moving to add unromantic.
You really are not romantic.
It's true.
I second this.
Let's see. Last time, before we stopped, we already voted to remove impeccable conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And we also voted on a call on traditional morality that is not on this list. And John moved to add steadfast, which I have no strong feelings about that one.
Yeah, I think that overlapped with traditional morality a bit too much. Because I'm steadfast about the traditional morality.
Okay, and Really, Martin's not getting any big flashy traits this time, but he did get a magical download into his brain, which is to say, time to sit down and actually study. And yes. Become a wizard of no insignificant power.
I think that's worth a deed's point. For which, I mean, I spent a deed's point on that.
Okay. I thought you were trying to say that we should give you a deed's point for becoming a good wizard.
No,
I'll give him a deed's point.
I'll take a deed's point.
Wait, what sacrifice was there?
Yeah, there really was no great personal sacrifice.
No great personal sacrifice, and it was
against your inherent
entirely
laziness.
Selfish.
Now, I probably spent a lot of that time fucking about, but it didn't matter how much time I spent fucking about.
Because you had a time machine.
This may be made more interesting if we talk about where the character's been and where he's going.
He's been places, he's going different places.
Very illuminating.
I know.
Bayard, where's the character been and where is he going?
Bayard started out the arc by taking the responsibility.
Oh, this seems doofy.
You wanted to go to Spielman?
Well, also, we had voted off dysfunctional family.
All right.
Yeah. So Bayard started off the arc having taken responsibility for the family, and his realm of responsibility grew to include the city. When he solidified the Trumbull's rule and accumulated resources. Ultimately, events with Wagner and Tristan's heckling. And the heckling of demons and red caps forced Bayard to reevaluate his life choices. And at the first opportunity of the spirit journey, when Agonos, or really the maggot transformation, reared as ugly, had Bayard leaped at the chance to disown Agonos.
Okay.
And we lost Natasha.
She was restarting
what?
Skype.
No, what are you talking about? Let's keep going.
Okay, so for Bayard, remove Rabble Rouser. I can agree with that. Yes?
I second this motion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, ditching Entropic hasn't really come up ever, quite surprisingly.
Yeah.
Was really expecting it. Did not happen.
Well, kind of unfortunate. He's made big booms, but they were all different.
Yeah, when your goal is chaos, accidental chaos isn't exactly a setback.
Yeah, we can replace it, I'm hoping, with something that makes bigger booms deliberately more common.
Mm-hmm. Most of these are uncontroversial choices. Adding, I would say, dutiful of the things there. Has he shown a sense of duty both to his city and his family?
Yeah, it definitely... sits better with me than the whole family comes first thing, because Bayard is willing to make sacrifices related to his family for a greater good.
Yeah, and he's starting to not reflexively follow his father.
Mm. Thank God for that.
Okay.
Crazy motherfucker.
Why next?
Suggested adding diplomat, a call on for social tests when making friends.
I could second that. Yeah.
I see here on the document that her name actually is spelled Alice Vespa.
Yeah.
That is not a document I wrote. And it's Vespa. I disagree with it.
I believe I've said Vespa, and now John has said it. That makes two, so it's canon.
What? If less than half the party fucks it up, it's canon.
I kind of like that. The Vespa part, I mean.
No, this is a deliberate spelling choice on my part.
Okay.
Because it's correct.
Remove family pride, since Bayard has lost faith in his father. Not controversial. Okay, good. Go. Moving on. Adding your grace, Bayard's a duke.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Bayard got his spirit nature back. I will vote to add it back.
Yeah, that's why he did that thing. It's true.
Hooray!
And adding character trait guilty, because he's guilty now.
He feels guilty. All of this is point of view.
Okay. He feels guilty for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to really affect everything you do from here on out? Will there be conflict because of your guilt?
Hell yes.
I hope so.
Well, you were a pretty awful person, so probably.
I don't think Bayard was that bad.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to make a nice, adorable, wonderful turnaround.
Which and is why he was taxidermying his old bodies.
Oh yeah, it'll be the feel-good blockbuster of the summer.
I mean, how often have you had a copy of your body? I think you might do the same if you had the opportunity.
Not so sure about that.
Okay, moving on. I don't care. John suggested removing Mark of Agonos or Marked by Agonos. I'd like to just change it to, like, Scarred by Agonos, that he still has the insignia, and now it's just scarred over.
Yeah, I don't think any type of surgery is going to remove that.
Unless you were, like, some sort of cosmetic surgery genius, Dr. Bannon.
Dr. Bannon is not that.
She could be.
Just take a cheese grater to his chest.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, Bannon has already defied all conventional logic in the success of her medicine.
I'm still waiting for that heart transplant.
So if Bayard's still marked, why don't we just leave the trait as it is?
Fine by me.
Hooray!
Okay, the other thing on John's list is wondrous art, letting him use munitions like enchanting, which I am not crazy about. I think I have been pretty permissive with what you could do with munitions and your mundane craft skills.
Yeah.
Wait, use them like enchanting how?
Like, yeah, I'm confused.
Following the rules of enchanting in the magic burner.
Remember when Bayard created the sleep bombs and the anti-vampire pistols?
Mm-hmm.
Those things look an awful lot like using enchanting. So I was hoping we could codify some of the weird supernatural stuff Bayard's been doing, like willing his spirit nature back just of his own volition and doing those craftsman rolls.
Does John's mic sound terrible to anyone else?
It does sound terrible to me as well.
Still understood what he was saying.
I understood, but I kind of disagree. I think the artisan stuff is really separate from willing his spirit back. He's just really good at making bombs.
And other mechanical devices.
Plus, if you have enchanting and you're using that, it sort of obsoletes having the actual skills that do what you're trying to do with crafts.
Yeah, giving him enchanting would be another option, but it's not one I suggested.
I don't think it's necessary. I mean, the pistols, the anti-vampire pistols you already made were already codified by the use of folklore listed in the Death Art section of the Magic Burner.
Speaking of which, I greatly dislike that section on folklore.
Okay.
That's another topic.
I like the idea deal, but I don't care for the mechanical implementation.
I was hoping you would have other ideas. But if you just want to keep assigning obstacles for that kind of stuff.
We could
my computer's gone crazy.
Yes, you did just add multiple pages to this document.
Yes, you did.
Where was I? Yeah, we can just make a die trait that codifies that Vanguard can do these enchanting-like effects.
Yeah,
that just leaves the specific obstacles up to your whim.
That's fine with me. You know, give them like a mad genius or man ahead of his time.
I like the name Wondrous Art, but if you prefer mad genius, I'll take that.
Wondrous Art is fine with me.
Wondrous Art sounds like...
No, I vote weird, because fuck you. No listeners understand that reference.
Earlier I would have proposed Devil's Hands.
Oh, I get it. I get it, because he was, yeah.
Yeah, because they're idle playthings.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay. Yep. So, everybody agree on Wondrous Art, then, to allow Bayard to keep doing the thing he's already been doing?
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Sounds great.
John proposed Faithful for himself. I think that's really premature.
That is.
That, like, would require a couple more trait votes for me. I don't think you're Faithful.
I would have a better chance of doing Faithful, because I've been touched by a god, but...
Yeah, I don't think
more
it seems
votes.
Premature.
Yeah, John, yeah. I really don't think you can go from being marked by the Prince of Hell to being faithful, especially since you don't seem
unless
to
unless you're faithful to the Prince of Hell.
But yeah. Which he's not, I mean, clearly.
I think it will go off fairly rapidly.
Let's just see where it goes.
Yeah, let's see, because you don't even, I mean, like, faithful implies that there's a god that you're faithful to, and I'm not sure that was ever made clear.
And to the point that you can invoke the power of your god to work miracles.
Yeah, you're not a prophet.
So the reasoning for this is that Bayard has been strenuously anti-demon for quite a while.
But anti-demon
haven't really
curried
favor of
the god. Well, maybe a god took notice and was like, this guy's doing my work down there. I'll help him out.
Well, let's
we'll find out, won't we?
Example. Is Sneer faithful?
No.
But he has been strenuously anti-god for a very long time.
You mean anti-vampire and demons?
Anti-vampire and demons. What
really big on murder and arson, though.
And he's quite religious, too. But he just doesn't have the ability to invoke.
Right. So what would you... What direction would you like this to go in?
My proposal is for now to take Believer, which means all faith obstacles used against you are at -1 obstacle.
Okay.
And then potentially later on, if you do start to become this diehard convert, you know, faith is on the table.
The way I see it, Bayard wouldn't be a convert. He'd just have grown up in the dominant religion of the era.
Okay, but he just didn't follow it very strenuously? Or
he just wasn't really serious about following the precepts, hence his...
But now he's found his faith
devil.
Again.
Yeah, so he's born again.
Zoroastrianism doesn't use that terminology.
He's born again.
Yeah, he's born again. Okay.
Can we name the character trait Born Again?
Yeah, can we give
just
him a character trait called Born Again?
Yes.
And again, and again, and again.
Or let's name it Weird Again.
Okay.
Whatever.
Do you guys agree with Believer?
Yeah, Believer is fine.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll give
so
that halfway.
To evolve this front to Faithful, I expect that at some point Bayard will make an earnest prayer and attempt to call down the power of his god.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll be sure to, at the same time, cast a light spell and try to call down the power of your god.
This isn't just a way for you to actually get steel tests again, is it?
A complicated plan to get steel tests.
So the reason I'm basing the dominant religion of the era on Zoroastrianism is that Nick's been playing the demons as fairly strongly identified with chaos, which fits the Ahura Mazda Angra Mainyu binary in Zoroastrianism.
Cricket, cricket.
Okay.
I guess none of you actually care.
No, not the slightest.
Correct.
Very disappointing.
Anyways, you're born again. You now have a character trait. This is unanimous. Called born again.
I don't think it's unanimous, actually.
No, it's not unanimous.
Really? Who disagrees?
Me.
Okay, well, you don't matter in this case.
I would be willing to let John define his own destiny in this case.
Just destiny to be. Okay, let's just move on. Okay, believer. I'll go with it.
We've got stuff. Let's go.
Okay. Yes. Moving the fuck on, Dristan.
Dr. Bannon.
Hi. What? Hey.
Well, I would vote to remove bitch, because I think she's become much less bitchy.
Halfrida doesn't think I'm a bitch.
How about rude? Or is that already one she has?
I have frustrated, which is still going strong.
I would propose a moral compass trait as a call on for social skills when trying to convince someone to do the right thing.
I have a character trait called moralizer. I guess I could make it a call on.
It's evolving. Quick, don't press B.
Call on for persuasion?
I think it's any social skill when you're trying to convince people to do the right thing.
Any social skill.
Do you have any social skill?
To do, quote-unquote, the right thing. I think I'm learning persuasion.
I am also proposing kind of a weird one based on her experience in the spirit world, giving her the great wolf trait, Raven Friend, which gives you the ability to speak to ravens and a to-die reputation among ravens.
I would love that.
Hell yeah, Grandfather Raven. That's kind of cool. Raven.
I mean, this is probably a thing Dristan herself has not yet discovered, but...
She can now talk to ravens.
Oh my gosh.
I just imagine her note there. In the woods with Halfrida, and suddenly, like, there's just been a raven watching her the entire time, and she's just like, what are you looking at? And he's like, you!
Reputation among... What is this reputation among? Among ravens?
Yes, yes. You can decide what the reputation is, specifically.
We'll find that out later, I guess. Is that a character trait?
No, it's a die
trait because it's 2D? I don't know.
It's a die trait.
I'm putting it as a die trait because I can write notes in that.
Okay. Anyone else have stuff for Dristan?
Hold on. You're jumping around. I mean, my computer is jumping around.
There's something. Your computer.
What'd you think about trustworthy, about giving her advantage when getting information from people?
Does that overlap with moral compass or no?
Yeah, I don't think that she really pumps people for information that much.
She doesn't have to. They just spill the beans to her.
I love talking to people.
Just because the Trumbles, i.e. me, spill all the beans to her doesn't mean she's trustworthy.
Sneer told me more than she told you. And
I told Sneer more than I told you.
Zing.
But is Sneer, the people at the mud farm, the vampires?
Oh, the vampires. They love me. In a non-food-like way. Hopefully.
So you think so far?
Oh, that's because he just wanted to sex you.
That's not really true. I don't think vampires have sex.
That's how they make more vampires.
I haven't read Twilight. And I don't ever plan to. I think that trustworthy is awesome, but I leave it to you guys to decide.
Well, I proposed it, so I'm in favor.
I feel
I don't necessarily think that she's trustworthy. I think it would be more of a friendly face kind of thing.
Yeah, I think people have a tendency to spill the beans to her because she legitimately helps them. Like, both Sneer and Donovan, she saved their lives.
Well, what life you could say Donovan has, being a monstrosity and all.
Speaking of monstrosities, you're next, so watch
monstrosities,
it.
Monstrosities, actually.
This isn't about me.
Donovan, remember, is more than just one type of about monstrosity.
Son of a bitch.
Blah, blah, blah.
So I just think that given that she's done this three times in the past 12 sessions, that it's now a definable character trait.
Oh.
It's one of her things.
That's go a very that. Compelling argument that I like.
I'm willing to go with it.
Hooray!
Fair enough.
Sure.
What is this? What is this again? Trustworthy?
I mean, you can change the name. I don't. Trustworthy might not be the best.
But what does it do?
When there's information that people could tell you, you get a plus one advantage die towards getting that information.
Towards gathering information. Awesome. Don't make pew pew noises at me.
So did you guys think that what was it, Moral Compass covered the same ground as the proposal of Compassionate?
Yeah,
definitely.
I like the name Compassionate better.
Okay. Moral, yeah, Compassionate sounds nicer. Wait, wait. Moral Compassionate and Moral Compass sound different.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, yes, they do sound different, but
I think
Tristan is more compassionate than has a moral compass.
I'm fine with adding compassionate as a character trait. I have zero objection or interest in that discussion.
Okay. Hooray!
I would personally be in the trait vote.
Yeah, I would hate trait votes. Have I not made that clear?
It probably explains
why you badger me every session until I do them.
So, are we going to have a trait vote at the end of this session, too?
Oh, boy. Can we? No.
Depends on what happens.
I consider them completely unnecessary, and I think that the game should evolve in a much more dynamic fashion than sitting around dissecting it.
I like dissecting things.
I wish it could be more reminiscing.
We done with Tristan?
Sure. I believe so.
Elijah.
Oh god, I'm not ready for this.
Well, removing backbreaking labor seems a pretty obvious one.
Yes.
Yeah. So
when have you done any of that?
When have you done any manual labor ever?
It came with a life path. I didn't choose it.
I'm
not invested in it, so if you guys want to get rid of it...
Anytime there could have been a manual labor for you to do, you threw magic at it, so whatever.
But the magic...
I do appreciate that he solves his problems using magic alone, but...
It's very wizardly.
Magic breaking labor!
Speaking of which,
character trait, we're wizards, right? Which will cause him difficulties and get him fate every time he uses that phrase to justify doing something stupid.
Yes.
Okay!
You have 11 Hodzillian fate, right?
No, I only have 13 right now.
No, I don't think it covers the same ground as disturbingly confident. Not really. They're different. There's a difference between confidence and we're wizards, right? You know, doing something just to see if you can.
I saw them as pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, I see where Wizard Shred is doing something either for the sake of doing it or to see if you can, as opposed to being confident about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much, let's see what happens when we do it.
I would second disturbingly confident as an additional trait.
Yeah.
An additional character trait?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see. Removing graduate, because he did not graduate, and is rather on the outs with Winthrop Academy.
Yes, it would seem as though the Academy is not particularly interested in his crapulence.
Okay, removing Spooky, I have no feelings about.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, he's not really spooky.
Yeah.
I've never seen him be spooky. I've never even seen him try to be spooky.
At best, skeevy.
Yes.
Sketchy. Maybe sketchy.
Not even that. Come on.
How about sketchy?
Maybe sketchy. But I think we could just remove it and see what falls out as we go forward from here.
Okay, I suppose we should move on to the one that I spent far too much time designing specifically for. Elijah, since he has decided to remain a horrible magical monstrosity.
Well, you say monstrosity, but I disagree.
Yeah, that's awfully judgmental.
Yeah. You're really framing it negatively here.
Yeah, like Elijah did to vampires.
Well, vampires are horrible monsters that attack innocent people and make them into horrible monsters, whereas Elijah is a horrible monster that's going to attack horrible monsters and turn them into completely futile innocent people because they can't harm people with magic anymore.
So I am proposing a trait called Stolen Gifts, which grants Elijah the ability to cast magic again and an emotional attribute called Nexus, which lets him use stolen magic as a buffer for attacks and for sustaining spells, but never regains on its own. He has to feed from other wizards, and he becomes addicted to magic.
Not like he wasn't already.
I'm sure I will post up the full write-up of the stolen gifts trait soon, but it is quite long, so I'm not going to go through it all right now.
Okay.
Does everyone agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree.
I am fine with this.
No.
Too much work on that to say no.
Yeah, there was a lot of emails being exchanged about this over the week to see just what we could do about new and improved Elijah.
Improved. I don't know about that.
Greatly improved, I like to say.
Well, he can cast now and he could have before. That's an improvement.
Okay, how about maybe back sort of to normal and not and nebulously improved Elijah?
Way better than normal, maybe.
Yeah, this is quantitative. It's not.
I was going to say, not really back sort of to normal at all. This is new and very different.
And much better.
He's got magic back.
Next.
Other proposals for Elijah?
I had several.
John had many.
I was going to say anti-establishment, but then Matt, you said the Elijah was still interested in teaching and becoming a leader in the academy.
Well, leader is a very broad term.
He's only anti-establishment when the establishment is working against him.
He's anti-current establishment.
He would love new regime.
He would love a new regime that he's at the head of as the Magic Emperor.
He is working with the Trumbulls.
Which brings us to your next proposal, selfish.
I like that one.
How about
I would agree with that.
Yes.
And the events that drive this is when he stole magic from Trevor and pushed that old lady to her death.
Okay, I really don't feel like he was the one who pushed that old lady to her death. She was very stubborn about it.
See how good I rationalized it? Even Tom is convinced.
But stealing from Trevor was definitely reprehensible and a half.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I think I rationalized the Trevor thing even better than
thank you,
than Robert. The old lady one.
Trevor thing at in any class.
So everyone agree Elijah's selfish?
Yes.
Yes.
Especially your rationalization of the Trevor one sucked.
I think it was pretty good. I mean, he was I'm out of character, yeah, selfish, but if we want to be like in the mind of the character, no, it was justified.
Does anyone feel strongly about these other two proposals?
No.
Zealous! I like Zealous.
I would agree with Zealous.
Mm.
Hooray! Anyone disagree?
No, I agree with this.
Okay, I'm adding it then, because nobody spoke.
I want to also propose Innovator, which is a die trait that will give him an advantage die towards any sorcerer's task that has never before been attempted.
How do I know if it's been attempted before?
That's
because
that is too much like we're wizards, right?
Yeah,
but this is a die trait. This other one's.
But he's already got something like that in. We're wizards, right?
I gotta say, so what did he spend the deeds on to get a die trait?
You don't need to spend deeds to get die traits. I checked.
I kind of feel like he's gotten enough of a boost to his abstractions from his newfound stolen magic.
Yeah, there is
from
that,
from a mechanical perspective, I think Innovator would be gilding the lily.
I thought his new Nexus was only 3, and that's what he's using to raise his tax.
It does prevent him from blowing himself up, though. And he can add it to his... add dice from it to his sorcery rolls.
Mm. I see the stolen gift as just a new subsystem. I mean, it's going to be pretty much as good as he was under the regular gift. But he has been doing a ton of new stuff, not just abstractions, but also, you know, discovering this new way of casting magic.
That the old lady made.
Yeah, I mean, that was the effect of a miscast. It's not like it's the product of his research.
But yeah, now he's harnessing it and pursuing it.
It's an accident, really. Not even his accident.
Penicillin was an accident.
Penicillin also didn't suck the life force away from people.
It does suck the life away from bacteria.
Anyway, doing innovative magic stuff is Elijah's reason for existing, and that's what he spends all his persona on.
You know what I spend all my persona on? A call on for tax. That's what I spend persona on.
I think you now have a new way of resisting tax that subverts that, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I still want to avoid being completely taxed because I am about as effective as if I were mortally wounded if I get taxed 3 die.
But it's much easier to recover.
You're less dead.
Not really. I mean, I'm not dead, but I can't coerce anyone to feed me, and I can't force it either.
Right, but if you get mortally wounded, you were looking at like a year of recovering back to your full strength, whereas with your junkie shakes, you just need someone to bring you a wizard.
Which might take centuries, depending on how many friends you have left.
Hey, you got my back, right?
I'm apparently born again.
Oh, you and your morality, come on.
Yep. Mr.
No.
Born Again.
No, nobody is on
throw
Elijah's
wizards
side.
Wizards to the vampire.
Wait, what advances Doodle aside from casting spells?
Mostly the intent behind it, right? Like if he does stuff, if he does terrible things in the name of getting him more magic.
No, we ended up
just feeding tax rolls,
cutting the conditional table. Using it as help, tax rolls, and feeding.
Looks like Elijah's going to be using a lot of help for this doodle.
Yeah.
To beef it up before it's able to actually be used for tax.
Are we just going to call everything doodles now?
Yep. Anyway,
it appears to be
a case has been made. Let's take a vote. Doesn't it have to be unanimous?
I vote.
Does it have to be?
No, I don't like Innovator.
I vote yes.
I like a crazy motherfucker.
Is it mechanically the same?
I mean, we're not voting on a name. We're voting on a +1 die when attempting any new feat of magic.
Yeah, I don't. That's not kosher for me.
Yeah, as Nick said, gilding a little bit.
Okay.
We tried, John.
Yeah. You guys really dislike die traits.
I don't know why.
I have nothing against die traits.
That just seems OP.
How? It's one die against, like, 11 obstacles.
Yeah.
Also,
once
can I get
it
a,
once, he,
get a die trait for stuff?
What do you want?
I don't know. All I know is
your
that
propose something for your character.
All I know is that it took away one of my colons and gave me character traits.
Hey,
took
Redline.
Away a colon?
Yeah.
Which one?
Impeccable conversation. That's a colon.
Well, you stopped role-playing it.
What is it a colon for?
It was a colon for etiquette. That's why I never used it, because etiquette is not something that's rolled very often.
I'm not really feeling your loss here.
It would have been rolled more often if you played as someone who practiced etiquette.
But the thing is, etiquette, even then, just doesn't get rolled very often.
Well, what have you spent Earth on? Have you spent Earth on persuading people?
No, I don't even have the persuasion skill.
It didn't stop Tristan.
Spent Earth on anything justifying a die trait?
I've really only spent... Hold on. Put this in last week's conversation as well.
Well, I guess that's a no. Let's move on.
Changed the sorting of all my things when moving to Google Drive, which it forced me to do. Jerks. I spent most of my Artha these past 12 sessions actually showing up my file.
Don't you already have a thing about showing up your father?
He had a belief about it.
Yeah, I thought he had a trait, too.
No.
Oh, it was dysfunctional family. But
then you guys voted that off, too.
Do you want to change it to... you want to
dysfunctional ruler.
Standing up for the traditional way of magic? Or just against your father, specifically?
He does spend a lot of time and Artha arguing with his father.
Because seriously, screw that guy.
Well, you are the younger brother. It was bound to happen.
I mean, we haven't even spoken in a while, but we're still arguing.
All right, I'm proposing rebellious son. Call on against Argentum Trouble.
Oh, God, that's way too freaking specific.
Okay, well, I've changed the name of it to Asshole Father, Colin against Argentum.
I'll agree with that.
I'm not rebellious, he's just a dick.
Yeah, to be fair, Martin's more traditional. It's Argentum.
Yeah.
It's pretty rebellious.
Yeah.
Well, rebellious counts for... compared to the social strata of the age.
Are you plugging your microphone in and out as you speak, or downloading 800 terabytes of porn?
I am doing neither of these things. Why?
Not you, John.
Oh.
No, their Dropbox, or rather CrashPlan, was transferring some stuff.
Oh.
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Far better.
I guess that was it.
Huh. Nifty.
Don't ever do that again. It's the worst.
You scared us with your not being there for us.
Well, at least you spoke up about it.
You.
Where was I?
Moving
Can't
on
you,
to
babe.
Wagner.
Yay, yes. Finally, I've been patient.
You have. Yay.
So Wagner spends a shitload of Artha on speed. I thought maybe we could get something for that.
Yes.
Almost
Holy
all of it has been
shit.
Running away, hasn't it?
It's true. He has been running away.
I run away from so many things. I am A-okay with all the running away from things that I do.
Mm-hmm. I want to give him a die trait that gives everyone plus one obstacle to act against him if they're seeking to cause him harm.
What?
I agree.
And justify it as intervention
understand.
Of the spirits.
I wouldn't...
I don't like that at all. At all, at all.
Why? You guys really hate ditrates. I don't get it.
Because that is
really
way...
blanket bonuses seem to have no justification or source. I don't understand why.
Yeah,
that...
if the spirits are going to intervene, then he'll use spirit binding to do
yes.
that.
Yeah.
That has been a complete
justification behind his Eldritch Sink, is the idea that the spirits are keeping magic from harming him.
Mm-hmm. Well, they apparently helped him escape after Ventaro. The Ventaro's execution.
With no effort on his part to make that happen. Yeah.
That was a story justification pointing to his innate ability to spirit bind, which he is now learning to actually do consciously.
Uh-huh.
But he can do it unconsciously.
I still don't like it. I'm sorry.
I just think it's cool and thematic and has precedent.
My character, my willingness to be disabled.
Okay. Moving on. Okay, well, one thing I think Wagner really needs is Spirit Mark. Because he is a spiritual creature and has been leaving his mark on the spirit world. And also was able to travel there without the assistance of hallucinogens.
Yes, without the assistance of deer piss.
So what does Spirit Mark actually do?
Spirit Marks are essentially reputations that you can take among the spirits that help you anytime you are using spirits in an appropriate way. And they are die-rated like reputations.
Yeah, so I could take a spirit... for example, I could take a Spirit Mark with the stones of a particular geographical area.
Well, it's any stones. They apply to a medium, not the domain. So the examples in here are fire, walk with us, teeth of granite, ghost of trees, whispers of water, destiny of wind. I mean, I would give you like a one die child of stone, something like that.
Okay.
Because that seems to be what you've been talking to the most.
Yeah.
Or fire for comedic juxtaposition.
Yeah, I like fire.
Or Wagner going nutso all the time about being on fire.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm on fire.
As for speed, I would move for, like, a call on plan B, like, call on for speed when running away.
Yes! I would love that.
I concur.
Sure.
He does a lot of running away, getting into horrible situations and running from
them. I'm just going to think of it as the spirits intervening in my head, then.
When running away from danger. I think I might want to work towards getting rid of stupid.
Good luck.
Do you want to propose voting it off now? Because I'm kind of willing.
Really?
He has been getting a lot more wise and empathetic.
I would vote for stupid to stay if it were brought to vote.
Only because he's been working against you.
No, because he's been working ineffectually against whoever he chooses to work against.
It's just because he doesn't go for Duel of Wits.
I would vote for empathetic right now, which is one of the things on John's list.
Character trait.
Yeah.
For anyone who didn't read it.
Yeah.
I did read it. I'm not sure what he's empathic towards.
Everyone he meets now?
Yeah, empathetic, as in, you know, he is far more capable of understanding the feelings and relationships towards other creatures, which for a long time Wagner had difficulties with.
Yes, you've been playing that up visibly since you ran away from the city.
You say ran away.
It was really more like gently placed outside of.
Yes, and forbidden to come back on pain of death.
Uh-huh.
And then ignored.
Well, Wagner was dragged back into the city. Elijah brings, is like, oh, come on, Wagner, it's okay. They won't care if you're coming back into the city or not.
Yeah, that's not dragged. That's not literally dragged.
No, it's more figuratively dragged.
Yeah, so we only need a simple majority to remove stupid.
And then you did.
Well, I'm not gonna, if Tom doesn't want to bring it to a vote, I'm not gonna make it.
If they're not if everybody is not convinced, I would rather this be a unanimous thing. So if they're not convinced, I clearly need to do
like,
some role-playing.
I mean, just looking at the next two traits that John proposed, I agree with those, and those seem more in line with stupid than removing it.
Okay.
Okay.
So
maybe
uninhibited,
change stupid to naive.
Uninhibited, the character trait that Wagner often acts without regard for future consequence.
Yeah, naive sounds like a better name for this one.
Nah, I don't like naive, because he's moving in the direction of being less naive, so I don't want to add a naive character trait. He has no regard for social structures.
There is no regard for social structures, but at the same time, he doesn't disregard future consequences. It's more he's absolutely oblivious to them. He doesn't consider them at all.
I like uninhibited, acts without regard for social structures, and empathic towards people he meets. Or toward new people he meets. Because empathic also goes along with his first instinct, which
empathetic.
Is help people who help him. Or
both are valid.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, they are synonyms.
I stand corrected.
I like empathetic because it has pathetic in it.
He is.
Well, aren't we just an angel? But okay, yeah. So I will go with plan B, uninhibited, and empathetic.
Electromagnetic pathetic.
Okay. That sounds good. John has several proposals based around your spirit nature, but spirit binding already has sort of mechanisms for
it. Well, we already dealt with that. And
Yeah.
I'm okay with taking a spirit mark.
Yeah.
Child of stone.
That sounds good to me.
1D to spirit binding to spirit binding earth.
Yeah, anything involving stone. It's anywhere in that, in the medium of stone, no matter what you're doing. As long as you're doing it with stone.
Okay.
Alright, I have another proposal character trait. Either preacher or misplaced confidence, because he's very willing to lecture people such as Martin and Elijah about matters of morality and leadership. And, you know, details that Wagner doesn't really know a whole lot about, but he still speaks authoritatively on them.
Oh boy, does he.
I like misplaced confidence.
Misplaced confidence in terms of what?
In terms of he feels qualified to speak about things he doesn't know anything about.
He's on the wrong side.
He's not necessarily wrong, you just...
No, I mean, he's on the wrong side of the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say he's wrong to deride Elijah for being a magic vampire when Elijah was speaking out against vampires in the past.
No, I think
that's totally hypocritical.
But Wagner does bring that confidence to every situation.
It's true.
That's a theme I can work with. Okay, misplaced confidence. Speaks about authoritatively about matters in which he is naive or uneducated. About moral matters in which he is naive and uneducated.
Are we done with the trait vote?
Yay!
Last thing. Proposal to remove berserk button, because Wagner just doesn't go berserk much.
I do agree with this.
He mostly just
whine about it when it happens.
And I wish to solicit ideas regarding some kind of anti-demon trait, because I spent two deeds killing demons now. And I'd kind of like something to represent that.
I concur. Whatever you want, I'll sign it. Just hand me the check.
Yeah.
Well, John, we need to get you into Guantanamo.
What's that a reference to?
Your ability to break people's will.
So you guys usually think ditrates are kind of boring or stupid, so I want to know.
What makes a good ditrate? Because I think the ones that John proposed were appropriate.
For me, ditrates are a catch-all for doing cool shit, and I think blanket bonuses are just boring. I mean, skills advance for a reason.
I feel like blanket bonuses are OP. I think that could break the game. I don't want to do that. I like the game.
How about a ditrate for Bayard where, to tie into his spirit nature, any weapon he uses becomes a spirit weapon, which would be quite valuable against fighting demons or any other supernatural creature.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he has once forged a spirit weapon, and then he has taken far more trips to the spirit world than the rest of us.
Or at least hell.
Same thing.
I vote yes.
I like this.
Sure.
Touch of the spirits, or something like that.
I'm just going to call it spirit weapon.
Okay, whatever. Don't care. You've broken me.
See, I don't like breaking you.
Then we should have shorter trade vote sessions.
See, 1 hour is really short, because the adventure burner suggests spending a whole session on it.
That's ridiculous!
Well, maybe if somebody had showed up Friday, we could have had a bonus session.
Shush. I just like reminiscing about how characters have changed and developed.
And getting ditrates out of it.
The only alternative I see is to do it one character at a time in different sessions to make it feel like less of a marathon.
You want to do a rotation like that? Because you don't do it this way.
That sort of makes sense, because a lot of times the characters are off doing their own things, and you could say this is an arc for this character, even though nothing really significant happened for the others.
We could divide and conquer on that, sure.
Or just not do trade votes, would be my vote.
Well, would you ever just award traits at times when they're appropriate?
I think I've pretty much been doing that.
But all these character traits that show character development then haven't been awarded.
Hey, you know what's even more boring than the trait vote? Wasting time talking about the trait vote.
Are you psychic?
What happened while we were unconscious in Spirit Town?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's also waiting for the answer to that question. Sorry, audience.
Yeah, it's like we opened the season with a clip show. Some bullshit right there.